Hello, everyone. My name is Joan Lim. I am Director of Product Marketing at Oracle. And joining me are Jacqueline Aponte, Senior Manager at Loop Logistics, and Srini Rajagopal, Vice President of Logistics Product Strategy at Oracle. Welcome, and thank you for joining us in this exciting fireside chat around unifying our transportation and logistics processes and transforming for resilience. Now, let's dive into our first question. The freight transportation industry is very dynamic, and as we are seeing, constantly evolving. What should we look for in terms of trends that are changing and shaping the industry? Let's start with you, Jacqueline.
Thanks, Joan. That's an excellent question. I think two of the main trends that we're going to see are going to be sustainability, just in all spaces from our customers in the technology space, and then also resilience amid things that we can't plan for and can't anticipate.
And Srini?
Yeah, no, those are great trends that Jacqueline brought up. If I were to add one, I would add AI, ML, and automation, which is a big deal, especially in transportation and warehouse management, and I think will continue to grow and get bigger.
I'd also say e-commerce, these changing modes of consumption are also impacting our freight needs. What do you guys think?
Yeah, certainly. Ever since the pandemic, we've all gotten used to working from home, consuming everything at home, getting everything with little to no lead time. So it does make a difference in the way the consumer is consuming and the demand patterns, which ripple through upstream and make a big difference to supply chains and how supply chains are structured.
Now, tell us more, Jacqueline. Tell us more about Loop Logistics and what do you do at Loop?
Sure. So Loop Logistics is a Union Pacific subsidiary wholly owned by UP, and it originated in 2017. So we were originally four different subsidiaries that combined into one. I'm currently a senior manager at Loop, and I lead all of our tech and data strategy.
And you mentioned being a subsidiary of Union Pacific. What were the challenges you faced in terms of systems and processes?
Sure. So in a nutshell, our services range from intermodal to transload logistics, rail, non-rail, and really serving customers best we can end to end. What we realized when Loop was formed in 2017 was we had a very fragmented tech stack, lack of standardized processes, and just not a sustainable approach in our on-prem technologies. And so we found a solution to migrate to the cloud, and OTM was that solution for our complex business.
Oh, you mentioned migrating to the cloud. Tell us more about that journey and why you chose Oracle, and what are the benefits that you've been seeing so far?
Sure, absolutely. So our transition from on-prem to cloud has been ongoing, and we're still in the midst of implementation. Again, we're looking for standardized processes, a way to serve our customers with our multimodal logistics provisions, and then also being able to be resilient amid things that we can't predict. And so we are currently still in implementation, and we've really gotten a lot of benefits from automation that OTM has provided. We really needed a technology that could grow with us as well as provide that standard common system. And OTM was able to provide that with its highly configurable system. And so being able to derive the ability to increase automation, standardize processes, and equipment utilization has been huge. We hope to really see the benefits of that post-migration in 2024.
Great point about equipment utilization, and also one of the trends you mentioned around sustainability. So Loop Logistics is actually a finalist in our 2023 Oracle Excellence Awards in sustainability. So thank you for making sustainability a part of your company priority. Can you tell us more about your sustainability initiatives at Loop?
Absolutely. We were so honored to be nominated and honored to be a finalist in those awards. Sustainability is a really big deal to us at Loop as well as Union Pacific. With Loop specifically, our leap from the on-prem technologies to cloud was just part of paving the way for our sustainable initiatives at Loop. Furthermore, we're able to derive the features of sustainability that OTM will offer presently and in the future, as well as our parent company, Union Pacific, and their wonderful sustainability initiatives to reduce emissions, among other things. So we're really on this great trajectory, and again, honored to be nominated.
That's great. Given we've seen how embracing sustainability in freight transportation is essential for the long-term viability of this industry. Now, let's switch gears a bit and talk to you, Srini. Can you tell us more about Oracle Transportation Management?
Sure. So OTM is a best-in-class TMS, Transportation Management System. It's broad and deep and has capabilities for, you know, multimodal, multi-regional transportation, whether you're shipping domestically or shipping internationally. Indeed, we service all industries that have a need to move freight, and both shippers and logistics service providers can take advantage of OTM's capabilities. It has mode-specific capabilities for a variety of modes, both in planning and execution. So really strong capabilities across all the modes, and covers all of your needs, whether it be sourcing, planning, execution, freight settlement. It provides you all of that, analytics on all of that, and indeed has extended capabilities. For example, logistics network modeling, which allows you to quickly make changes and test changes to your transportation network, evaluate what the impacts will be with actual operational data, and decide what is the best way to optimize your network.
Definitely supports the needs that we look for in transportation resilience. Now, trade compliance, we're seeing that's a crucial part of this industry in freight and transportation. Can you tell us more about Oracle's global trade management solution?
That's a great point, Joan. I should have mentioned that when I spoke about OTM in the first place. We do see trade compliance as fundamental. If you ever have a need to move goods across borders, and it could be just moving goods to Canada or to Mexico, or indeed internationally, you need to manage both the logistics of the physical movement of the goods and also the trade compliance issues that come with that. You need to worry about trade regulations, customs compliance, documentation, whether there are trade agreements that you can take advantage of, licenses that you might need. All of that is critical, and we manage all of that for you in Global Trade Management. But because this movement of physical goods across borders and the trade compliance issues need to go hand in hand, you need to be sure that you're going to meet customs requirements before you reach the border, and you want to make sure that your shipment is cleared before you actually start shipping. We decided to actually build Global Trade right into OTM. So OTM is really a trade and transportation platform that gives you both the transportation needs and the trade needs that you will have if you move goods across borders.
That is amazing. It's like, it's got everything. And going back to the question I asked Jacqueline earlier, in terms of sustainability goals, how can OTM help customers achieve their goals and objectives?
So this is a very important question. We all have sustainability goals. Oracle does, all our customers do. Indeed, many of these goals are near-term, many as soon as 2030. And we see the TMS as a fundamental tool to help our customers, our shippers, and logistics service providers meet those goals. So to that end, there is a lot of capability already around sustainability in OTM now, but what we're looking to do is actually build it into the DNA, the very fabric of the product. So everything that you do in OTM today, you will see a cost impact, whether it's at the order level or at the shipment level, you will see what the cost is. We're going to make the carbon footprint measure an equivalent field. So it'll be just as you see cost, you will see the carbon impact of a shipment. And you will have this both on shipments and orders. You can run analytics on it, you know, summarize it by customer, by location, and so on. But we're going to go further than that. In addition to building in that capability to calculate carbon impact on the shipment, we're going to build it into logistics network modeling, so that you can design your networks for sustainability. We're going to build it into our optimization and planning and decision-making capabilities. So as you make decisions in OTM, whether you want to switch carriers or switch equipment, you will see both the cost impact and the carbon impact. And as part of the analytics framework, we'll give you all the tools you need to summarize and report your carbon footprint numbers, as many companies will need to do. And indeed, we will also be working with our partners and carriers to take their carbon numbers, which are often more accurate than estimates that we can make, as part of doing business with them, so that you will see accurate carbon estimates, carbon numbers on your shipment, even if it's if it's sourced from your carriers.
That is going to be very, very helpful for customers and companies.
I agree.
Yeah. On to another hot topic around AI and ML. Can you tell us more about OTM's AI and ML capabilities?
Okay, so this, given the time here, I'm going to keep my answer short. I can speak for an hour on this. But I do think this is going to be a fundamental thing that we need to get done. And indeed, there is a lot of AI ML baked into OTM now. We use AI ML now to predict ETA and transit time on shipments. And we do it in two stages. Upfront in planning, as soon as you plan a shipment, we give you the predicted ETA. And this is important because this is your opportunity. If the shipment is at risk, you can take actions to mitigate that risk. And then as that shipment moves, with every additional piece of information, be it an in-transit event, a GPS ping, we re-predict the ETA based on that updated information. So that gets more and more accurate, and you can take actions in advance based on that accuracy. But this is one piece of the puzzle. We see AIML as something that will help automate menial tasks that the user can be freed up from, and also help in decision-making and optimization to make better decisions as the user wants to see it. So for example, one of the things that we're doing in the near future is to actually use AIML for optimization, for order routing and order consolidation, to make sure we produce the right shipment that the user wants to see, so it can be lights out, executed without having to go back and review it. There are other areas all around OTM, such as document scanning and being able to bring documents in using AI-based, vision AI-based scanning, paper document. So there is a lot more that we can do, and we will continue to invest in it.
That's definitely exciting. We'll have to watch out for that. Now, this has been such a great conversation. So one final question for you both. How do you envision the future of freight in the next 5 to 10 years, Jacqueline?
Well, that's a really loaded question, Joan. It's hard to predict the future, as we all know. Like I mentioned, Loop offers multimodal services across North America. And I think what our customers are really going to want to see from us is, again, that resilience, that sustainability, and the ability to adjust and make suggestions with data we provide by using our technology to gather their data and making suggestions on where they can improve efficiency, exclude waste, and still get that full customer service with very limited concerns.
Yeah, I mean, 5 to 10 years is a long time to predict anything, but one thing is clear. We will be getting off diesel, and we will likely get into EVs in a big way in transportation, and automation will be another big factor in how we do business. So these two things, I think, are going to be fundamental to our future. And certainly within 5 to 10 years, we will get there.
Thank you. Well, that's all the time we have for this fireside chat. Thank you, Jacqueline. Thank you, Srini, for joining us today. Please do check out our Oracle Transportation Management and Logistics Network modeling demo that will be available on demand. And thank you, folks, for joining us today.
Thank you, Joan.
Thank you, Joan.
Thanks, guys.